Good morning, everyone. This is Lorraine Pirihi from A Relaunch Your Life and the Baby Boomers Coffee Chat. And I'd like to welcome for our 15 minutes of fame this morning a young lady, Vicky Jamison from Better Body Sanctuary. And Vicky, I've known you for what now, about more than a year or so. We met at a networking event, didn't we, Vicky?
Yeah, we did, actually. So it's been about just over a year.
Fantastic. And so, Vicky, now you're originally from Auckland,
yes.
which is my hometown, and you've been here in Melbourne for about a year or probably a year or so or a bit more. And you started out many years ago in the beauty wellness industry. What sort of brought you to that?
Well, yes, I started out 20 years ago in Auckland. I decided to start my own business because I kind of retrained. I started off from school and worked for a government department and found I didn't want to do a whole lot of stuff that, you know, what I thought normal jobs were like. And I'd always had an interest in health and fitness. Because I went overseas, I decided I wanted to, you know, do something I loved but didn't want to retrain. I actually originally wanted to do physio work because I had such an interest in the body. But I didn't want to do 5 years back at uni. I was already 25 at that stage. So I just happened to see an ad, and it was in the beauty industry. I thought, you know what, that's not for me. I'm not into beauty. But once I interviewed, I thought, wow, there's so much body work here. This is really my cup of tea. So that's kind of what introduced me into the whole beauty side of health and wellness. And from there, after working a couple of years in a beauty clinic, I decided that that was not for me either. I wanted to start my own business because there was what I saw as a massive hole in that beauty industry, linking the whole inside, outside, and treating everyone as an individual, and lifestyles create our effects on our skin because of our inside health and well-being. And so that started my passion for starting my own business.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, I believe you also at the time, did you have some health issues yourself at some point?
At that time, I didn't actually, when I first started my business, I didn't realise I had an issue, but what I did have was adrenal fatigue, it turned out. It took me about 4 years of going to doctors and them telling me that, there's nothing wrong with me and I was all healthy. Over that four-year period of seeing naturopaths and holistic medical people and different doctors and acupuncturists and everyone, that I, in fact, had adrenal fatigue, which was just a early onset fibromyalgia kind of thing. So luckily I was able to listen to my body and I knew that there was something not quite right and kept pursuing all different avenues until I not necessarily had a diagnosis but just had a way of moving forward. So once I knew what it was like, right, now what do I need to do to get well? And so that started my journey into that holistic side of things.
Yeah, and that's really challenging, isn't it, when you've got an issue and you try every man and his dog and you just can't find a solution.
Yeah, and I think it's a good thing to know that you need to listen to your body, and it's not always, necessarily detectable in a test or a blood test or whatever, but if you know that there's something not right, just keep searching and eventually you'll find the right avenue that's, you know, right for you. And one modality is not necessarily right for everyone, so you need to find what resonates energetically with you and what's going on for you.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think sometimes people tend to give up, don't they? They try a few things, that didn't work, so we'll just give up, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the lessons in life. You never give up.
Never give up. And listening to that instinct or that inner intuition is that if you have that knowing that something's not right, that you just need to keep persevering and knowing that you know your body better than anyone else, just keep going because there is a way. It's just finding that way.
Yeah, okay. So you got involved with the industry. You know, you've spent about 20-odd years. What are some of the main things you've noticed with both? You do men and women too you've worked with.
Yeah.
What have you noticed, and particularly, let's talk about our age group, you know, the baby boomers. What have you noticed that could actually help our listeners?
One of the things I noticed with a lot of my clients, and this is both men and women, is that being baby boomers, a lot of the mindset was focused very early on in their working careers is generating income so they've got something for retirement. So work, and not necessarily looking after themselves. So a lot of my clients, I found the biggest issue was stress management and their time prioritizing. And then that outplayed, obviously they'd come to me for skin issues, but the deeper issue was they weren't happy or that they weren't managing their stress properly, and then that was creating other issues, other health issues or other skin issues like eczema or psoriasis or things like that.
So the skin issues and all that type of thing, really, if you dig down deeper and deeper and deeper, so they come to you with a skin problem, but if you dig down deeper and deeper, they're actually quite often, and they've got the stress, but the stress underneath the stress is really their actual happiness or satisfaction in life. Would you say that?
That's it. Because everything, so what I teach people is that whatever you're seeing on the surface, your skin is just reflecting what's going on internally. And internally, it's not just physical, it is emotional and our mindset as well. So our deeper core emotions, quite often, and this is more Eastern philosophy teachings, is that emotions create vibrations in our body and that affects different organs, which, you know, so then it affects digestive system or hormonal system, and then that reflects out into our skin. So your feelings come from the inside.
Yeah. Now, not everyone wants to know that, do they?
And not everyone wants to deal with that. So sometimes it's a bit of a process and a just step-by-step process of acknowledging what's happening, being okay with it, not judging that, and then thinking, okay, what can I do to resolve that one step at a time?
So how would you, if someone's got a whole range of problems, what's the first thing you think they should do? Where would they start?
Well, it depends on their priority. So if they've come to me for a skin condition, say like eczema is a common one, and that usually for me reflects gut issues. So I will always approach the surface because people want to have the quick fix first. So we will deal with the surface issues, so things like irritants and toxins and getting them on a chemical-free skincare, making sure their skincare is not irritating, so it's not irritating from the outside or the surface. And then we address the inside. So gut, we can work on the physical and then educate on the emotional side of gut issues, and then they have to work on mindfulness as they go. So it's a kind of a step-by-step process. We go outside first and then inside physical, then inside emotional, and then that's a always developing process.
Isn't it just? So as the anti-aging specialist, you're really a whole range of things under that title. It's not just a beauty thing, looking 14 instead of 50 or 60.
Yeah, correct. It is that whole holistic lifestyle, and I think the word holistic's thrown around a bit more nowadays, and when I started off, holistic was very much a green tree-hugging kind of thing, but no one knew what it was. But holistic now, it is everything encompassing, so it's a whole mind, body, spirit, knowing that we're that as a being, and that reflects outwardly on who we are being, so how we run our business, how we run our life, how productive we are, what results we get back in our life, and that reflects, of course, our skin reflects our confidence, and so the younger we look, the more confident we feel, therefore the more productive we are. So it's all reflective on anything that you want, can come back to that whole skin is the surface that you see, and it's the confidence that we get, but it's the inside and who we're being, that's the priority, I reckon.
Very interesting. I mean, we could spend a whole day on this particular topic. What would you share, your words of wisdom through your life's journey, through the beauty and the things that the holism of a person as such. What would be, say, your top three to five words of wisdom that you'd share with people about, this philosophy that you have about, the anti-aging, and what have you learned?
I guess kind of my three main big learnings, and something that I like to pass on, and it's something that I have to always be working towards as well. So, and it's that willingness to learn and change and adapt. And so we're never static. And if we are static, we then become to decay and get old and decrepit. So it's always about looking for opportunities, looking for ways to improve, what can I do better? And that's, physically, mentally, emotionally, and as a community. So that's within the family and then within your wider community. And I think that if you play that back into your business, if you're always looking at that from a business perspective, and asking yourself those questions, then you're always moving forward, so you're always offering value to your clients or customers or whatever service you offer. it's just a whole mindset way, I think, that moves helps us move forward and so that we don't get bored either, so we're not, you know, wanting to quit or whatever we want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I've been there, stuck in limbo, bored, and you just sit there and you stay stuck, and that's the last thing you want to be doing. You need to take action and get moving.
And then you're not offering value to anyone either, if you like that, because then they can see that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, Vicky. So you said willingness to learn, change and adapt, you know, look for opportunities, keep moving forward.
Mm.
So if anyone wants to contact you, Vicky, how do they do that?
Either on my website, which is www.betterbody.net.au, or on my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/betterbodybeautysanctuary.
That's great. And Vicky, even though Vicky's in Melbourne, it doesn't really matter because, you know, she can also do Skype calls with you and you can discuss your particular situation as well. Well, thank you so much, Vicky, for being on today's call.
You're welcome.
This has been Lorraine Purihi from Relaunch Life and the Baby Boomer Business Owners Facebook group. And look forward to having many more conversations on how to help you improve your life past the age of 50. Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome. Thanks, Lorraine.